Chapter 18. An Unexpected Visitor. At the next editorial meeting of the Thornhill Times, Andrea showed everyone Jamie's letter. Stephen said, "Perhaps Jamie had a mission in Canada." "What do you mean, Stephen?" asked Andrea. "Well, while I was on the internet reading about the supernatural, I read something about him," said Stephen. "He's a psychic, and he's famous in Canada."
"Wow, I always knew there was something special about Jamie," said Melanie.
Everyone agreed. They talked excitedly about Jamie for several minutes until finally Andrea said, "Come on, everybody, let's continue with the meeting." School continued, but the lessons weren't as interesting now that Jamie wasn't there asking questions. Andrea knew that everyone felt the same way, but Andrea felt something special for Jamie. Finally, she got a letter from him. "Dear Andrea," it read, "I'm very sorry that I had to leave without saying anything to you. I wrote you a short note and left it in the newsroom. I didn't want to write anything personal in the note because I knew you would probably show it to the team. My dad wrote that you came to our flat the day I left and that he explained everything to you. That's good, because I don't like talking or writing about myself. The police investigation is going well, and I have helped a lot. I can come back soon. I really miss you, Andrea, more than I thought I would. I'm really looking forward to seeing you again, and I hope you feel the same way about me. Jamie." Andrea smiled. "He misses me, and he's looking forward to seeing me again," she thought happily. She knew she would see Jamie again soon. It was almost the end of term, and soon it would be the Christmas holidays. One evening, Andrea was sitting in her room studying maths and wishing Jamie was there to help her. Suddenly, she heard the doorbell. Her father opened the door. Then she heard a friendly, familiar voice. It was Jamie. She ran to the living room. Jamie was holding a package in his hands. His hair was now short, and he looked very handsome. Jamie and Andrea looked at each other. Suddenly, they felt shy. Finally, Jamie spoke. "Hi, Andrea," he said. "I'm back. I've brought you a present. It's a special stone called an opal." He gave it to her. "I chose the opal especially for you," said Jamie. "Opals help people to see all the possibilities in life." "I was just thinking about you when you arrived," Andrea told Jamie. "Now you can say that I'm a psychic too." Jamie laughed and they both started to feel more comfortable. They sat down on the sofa. "Are you coming back to school?" asked Andrea. "No, I'm not. I'd already finished school in Canada, so I really don't need to go to school. And anyway, I missed a few weeks while I was there," Jamie replied. "Maybe I can work at Jack's Pizza, and then I can see the friends from school all the time." "Why did you come back to Britain?" Andrea asked. "Why didn't you stay in Canada?" "I decided I'm going to stay here with my dad. The university offered him more work for next year. He likes living here, especially since he and Mrs. Parker have become friends. So we're staying. By the way, how is everyone at school?" Andrea didn't hear Jamie's question. She was thinking about Jamie's father and Mrs. Parker. "Your father and Mrs. Parker have become friends?" she asked. "What do you mean?" "Well, they really like each other. They've got a lot in common," said Jamie. "Mrs. Parker's husband died many years ago, so it's good for both of them. Anyway, how is everyone at school?"
"Everyone's starting to apply for university," Andrea said.
"Stephen's going to study computer science. Zach wants to study music. Elaine and Nikki haven't decided what they want to study yet, but they've decided that they want to be together. And Melanie isn't sure if she wants to go to university at all. She's still interested in writing, so perhaps she'll try to write articles for a newspaper when she finishes school. She'll decide if she wants to study later. "And what about you, Andrea?" asked Jamie. "Well, I'm not going out with Tom anymore," said Andrea. "He was expelled from Thornhill, you know."
"Yes, I know. I'm sorry," said Jamie quietly.
"And what about you? Your marks are always very good, so I'm sure you want to go to university," he continued. "What would you like to study?"
"I'll probably study journalism," said Andrea. "I really like it. I have to apply for university, and I don't know which one to choose. Will you go to university here, Jamie?"
"Yes, I'd like to," said Jamie. "I'm thinking of studying forensic science. If I combine my special skills with scientific fact, maybe I'll really be able to help the police even more."
"That's a great idea," said Andrea.
"There are excellent courses at some British universities," said Jamie. "I'd like to wait before I decide. I want to see where you're going first." Andrea was very happy to hear this. It meant that Jamie wanted to be with her. Next year was still a long time in the future, but they had to start applying to universities soon.
"We could apply to the same universities," said Andrea. "We can check the places where there are good courses for both of us.
Anyway, there's still lots of time until university," she said, smiling. "By the time we go to university, I'm sure our friendship will have become something very special," Jamie said, and he smiled at Andrea in his own very special way.